This is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for April 9th, 2006, a beautiful Sunday in New York City. Today, I will be giving a brief tutorial or overview of some of the things you can do in Microsoft Excel 2002. I apologize for any muted quality. I tried to use an external microphone and it sort of didn't come out the way I thought it would. But I think you can still understand what I'm trying to say. So, and by the way, I will be, as I said, using Excel 2002, JAWS 6 point something, I guess 6.0 or something like that. The WS200S was my recording device, and a Sony external mic, which is really good for outdoor work, but needs a little tweaking, I suppose, for this kind of thing. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy this. I'm calling it Microsoft Excel 101. Take two. Please excuse me for fiddling with the mic 2 seconds. The Olympus decided that it would like to run out of battery, so so I had to start again. So Excel is your basic spreadsheet application, and I say basic, and believe me, when you get up into the complicated stuff that you can do, there is no more basic, okay? But it is your basic window anyway. So in that window, you have a title bar. And since I'm using JAWS, I'm going to read that with insert T.
Title is Microsoft Excel with 1.
I'm also going to turn or lower the speech a bit. Control Alt Page up for me for some reason.
Slower, slower. Slower.
I think they turned that upside down. I think it used to be the other way around. Okay, so let's see.
Blank.
I think that's
blank.
Good. All right. You can access the menu bar with Alt.
Menu bar, file.
To navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt F.
And I'm going to navigate with the right arrow.
Edit,
Alt D.
View,
Alt D.
Insert,
Alt I.
Format,
Alt O.
Tools,
Alt T.
Data,
Alt D.
Window,
Alt W.
Help,
Alt H.
Ask a question combo box. File,
Alt F.
Okay. Ask a question and then back to the help. There are toolbars which can be accessed by pressing Control Tab. You don't want to leave the menu bar. You simply want to press Control Tab right away.
New button.
So for those of you who have used Word in the past and who are used to accessing toolbars, you can access them in the same manner. And it said,
new button.
New button. I'm using the right arrow.
Open button. Save button. Mail recipient button. Search button. Print Canon i900D button. Print preview button.
I'm not going to go all the way across, but
spelling button.
Okay, spelling's good enough, and then you get your usual suspects of cut, copy, and paste. Pardon. And then you do a Control Tab again.
Font combo box Arial
1 of 404.
Okay, and I move across.
Font size combo box 10.
With
the right arrow, of course. Excuse me.
10.
10. Good.
Bold button. Italic button.
Ooh.
Underline button.
And we all know those.
Align left button. Center button.
Okay, and one more Control Tab.
Blank workbook link.
Will take us to what is called the task pane. The task pane is from, well, to my knowledge, 2002, Office 2002 and beyond. Sometimes it's a PAIN, but sometimes you need it. You can get rid of the task pane, and I'm about to do that right now, actually. First, by making sure I'm in my worksheet by pressing Alt.
File,
Alt F.
Oh, okay. I'll press it again.
Leaving menu bar, blank.
A2.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm in A2. Now, to get rid of the task pane, in case you're spreadsheet isn't reading correctly, you can do an Alt-V.
Alt-V, menu active, normal checked.
And if you move down with the down arrow,
page break preview, task pane checked.
Okay.
Task pane is checked. Now, in later versions of Office, this is a little different. You'll hear a shortcut key, Control F1. Here we don't have that, so I'm just going to press Enter.
Enter.
But there is a key you can press quicker, so you can do Alt V followed by K. And Alt V K will take away and bring back, or if you prefer, access and exit the task pane. Okay. Where are we, you might ask? Well, just as you can move back and forth, you know, with the arrow keys and so forth, in Word, you can figure out where you are in Excel as well. I'm going to press Insert C.
A2.
And it tells me A2. That is, of course, a JAWS command. A2. Let's talk about, if you will, the lay of the land of this spreadsheet. At the beginning, we hear workbook, or we hear book.
Title is Microsoft Excel, Book 1.
Book 1 stands for Workbook 1. And within this workbook, we have three worksheets that we start out with. So if I do an Insert tab,
Sheet 1, blank.
A2.
It tells me Sheet 1, and it reads that my blank cell is A2. Well, columns and rows are involved here. Columns move across, and I'm going to move back up.
A1.
And I'm going to move across with my right arrow. You may also use the tab key.
Blank B1.
I am moving across row 1. Columns go across and they're lettered. Rows are numbered. Okay, and they go down. All right. Now, I'm going to move back to the first, to cell A1 with the home key.
Home, blank
A1.
And lest I forget, the intersection of a column and a row is called a cell. And can you hear that plane? Okay. Probably. Because this mic is pretty sensitive. Okay. So, we have a cell. And I read the cell with Insert C. And I'm going to use the down arrow, and I will now move down row by row in the same column. Column A.
Blank
A2.
Blank
A3.
Blank
A4.
Blank
A5.
Okay, you get the picture, I think. I'm going to use the tab key, and I never use the tab key, but I just want to show you that you can use it.
Tab, blank
D5.
Tab, blank
C5.
Tab, blank
D5.
Yuck, it's reading tab, blank. Okay, so I think I'll just stick with my right arrow. Now, the nice thing is, again, that I can press the home key.
Home, blank
A5.
Okay, it takes me right to A5. I can use Control Home.
First cell, blank
A1.
Not only announces that it's A1, but tells me that A1 is the first cell. And that, one more navigational tool before I stop this section. That is the go-to command. Now, lest I get this wrong, good grief, now they're starting to do some hammering, but okay. There are so many cells here. In reading several tutorials, they liken it to having your spreadsheet spread out over a football field or something like that. Now, I'm not anything like a football enthusiast, so, but I know they're pretty huge. once you get to the end of the A, B, C, so you go to Z, let's say you go to Z 100, or Z, whatever it is, Z1, I should say, excuse me, Z1, you can then start all over again. I think it does something like A, B, B something. I've never made a spreadsheet that long. And it also goes down this crazy amount of rows. So I think there's 65,000 some odd cells or something. You know, if you need this trivia, I'm certain you can look it up. All right, the go-to command, because I did not forget. Control-G.
Control-G. Go to dialogue, reference, edit combo.
To set the value, use the arrow keys.
Okay, when they say reference, they mean the cell address. And let's say we want to go to my Z1. I'm going to type in Z1. You do not need to capitalize. In fact, it's probably preferable that you don't.
Z1.
And enter.
Enter. Blank.
Z1.
I'm there. Okay, now just for the halibut, let's see what happens when we press the right arrow.
Blank.
AA1.
AA. Okay.
Blank.
AB1.
AB.
Blank.
AC1.
There you go. So you're going to go all through the A's until you get to AZ. Oh my goodness, and who knows what next. Okay, back to the first cell, first row and column, everything with control home.
First cell.
Blank. A1.
Okay, excellent. Now, you can move from sheet to sheet if you press Control Page Down. So I'm going to do that. Remember, I'm on Sheet 1.
Sheet 1, then
A1.
I'm going to do Control Page Down.
Sheet 2, then A1.
And I'm going to do Page Down again.
Sheet 3, then A1.
Okay, cool. To go back to Sheet 1, Control Page Up.
Sheet 2, blank, A1. Sheet 1, blank, A1.
Okay, so I'm where I'd like to start. Now let's move on to entering data. Data is can be in two forms, labels and values. Labels is or are, labels are. Can you say labels are text? I don't know anymore. But labels refers to text. And values obviously refer to anything that is, that are numbers and fractions and things like that. So, I'm going to put in cell A1, Excel 101. And you just type it in. And
space. 101.
I don't know why it didn't read that whole thing. I'm sorry. And you press enter.
Enter.
Blank. A2.
And I'm going to go back up with the up arrow.
Excel 101.
A1.
Well, it wrote it in there, so that's good. Excel 101. Now, very quickly, if you'd like to edit this, if you've made any mistake, you can press Function Key 2. And Function Key 2 will place a cursor within your cell where you can then do such wonderful things as move left and right with your arrows. You can even use control left and right, the home key. So without further ado, and it even says edit. I'm going to press the left arrow.
Blank. 0, 1.
Okay. Please excuse my temperamental jaws. It didn't want to read the one.
Space. L. E. C. X. E.
Okay, so there we go. Excel 101 is here, I hope.
X. C. E. L. Space. 101.
Okay, thank you.
Blank.
And blank. So, you know, Excel 101 is good enough for me. Now, you have to get back to the regular mode, so you simply press enter, or you can even press any of your navigational keys. I, however, have my finger on the enter button, pardon me, and so I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
Okay.
Day two.
Wonderful. And even though my little laptop here is feeling a little sluggish, it did manage to go to cell A2. All right. Now, let's go back up.
Cell 101.
Day one.
And let's do our insert C and see what else it says for us.
A1.
It just still says A1. What about insert tab?
A1. Cell 101.
A1.
There you go. Now it reads something. Another way to read is Control F2.
Cell 101.
That simply reads the contents of the cell. So you have several means of finding out where you are and what's in your cell. So that was a label, Excel 101. It pays absolutely no attention to the 101 part. It knows that this cell is a label, meaning it's text, and we're probably not going to be calculating it in the same way. So let's move down. I just pressed the down arrow. You can insert the date with Control semicolon.
Insert a date, when?
Okay. It's a little slow, but it did it. And I'm now going to read the contents of the cell. And it's a little slow again. Oh, you know what I have to do? I have to enter. Ha!
Enter, when?
Okay, please forgive me.
4/9/2006.
All right. So, when you insert the date, you're in edit mode, and you have to use any of your navigational techniques, including the enter, to, you know, move to the next or the adjacent cell. And then you can use your up arrow, and you can hear it say it. Now, when I do Control F2, I don't know why it reads it that way, but your date is there. Okay. Insert tab is much better.
Sheet 1, 4/9/2006.
Day 2.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm going to move to the right.
Then,
Day 2.
And Control Shift semicolon will insert your time.
Insert a time. Then.
It says blank. I'm not going to be goofy again this time. I'm going to do a right arrow.
Then,
Day 2.
And a left arrow.
10:51 a.m.
10:51 a.m. Very nice. All right.
Then.
D3.
Then.
A3.
Now, when you type in numbers, you know, that's Excel's thing. So, let me just tell you about where labels and values are placed by default. By default, a label is placed at the left of the cell, or on the left of the cell, and values are placed on the right. So, if I manage to type a value here,
595,
and press enter,
595,
I moved back up, that value is to the right of the cell. All right? And that's all there really is to typing in a number, because there are a skillion ways of formatting things. However, I am going to tell you that, you know, you can put in percentage signs, and we'll talk about how to do fractions and decimals. Okay, let's type in
B3.
In B3. I just want to show you that you can put 595.00.
595.00.
And we'll see what happens.
Enter. Then.
B4.
595.
B3.
It totally ignores the two zeros. So if you're talking about money, or as they like to call it, currency, you can format that cell for currency. And I'm going to give the quick way right here, right now. You can do Control Shift dollar sign. And if I get this right, you know, it'll be really good. So here we go. Control Shift dollar, which is the shift of the number 4.
Control Shift 4.
All right, now it said Control Shift 4, but
then,
I'm going to go down and I'm going to come back up.
$595.
There you go. $595. All right? So a nice way of formatting anything that, you know, let's say you have some expenditures or you're collecting money or whatever, and you want it to resemble, you know, the common way money is shown with the cents, okay? you can just do Control Shift number 4. Let's talk about percentages. Now, percentages can be inserted or written or formatted in several different ways. You can do what I do, which is the nice, easy way. And if you want to write 10%, just write 10%.
10%.
And enter.
Enter. Then
C4.
And you will, if you move up.
10%.
C3.
10%. There you are. If you are the person who wants to put it in, or put the fraction in using the decimal places, go right on ahead. I salute you. I am not doing that, but you can. I want to tell you that I have put in 10%, and let's see with Control F2, or let's listen to hear how Excel interprets that.
0.1.
There you go. 0.1. So it's going to interpret it with the decimal anyway. All right? There you have it.
D3.
Okay. Decimal's pretty much same thing. I'm going to write 15.9, and we're going to see what Excel does with that.
1.5.9. Enter. 15.9.
It keeps that. That it keeps. Okay, so we're happy with that.
D3.
As you can tell, I'm going across the columns. And then when I type something, I enter, and then I go back up, you know, with my up arrow. Fractions. If you need to write fractions, which I absolutely hated, you can do so by changing them to a whole number. When you have something like a half, you will write
zero.
space one slash two. Enter.
Enter.
It takes a little while, but I'm going to go back up.
1, 2, 3.
And it says 1, 2. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. I'm going to, in the next cell, let's see what it says with Control F2.
0.5.
Okay, so it gives us 0.5. All right, I'm going to...
F3.
Now we're in F3. I'm going to write 9¾.
9 3 4.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter, 9.
F4.
I'm going to go back up.
9¾.
F3.
9¾. Okay, so there you have your fractions. And I think that about covers entering data for now. You know, don't want to overwhelm you. Now, when I was writing more checks than I do, because I pay a lot of bills by phone and or online, and it's automatically taken out, I created a little check register. Now, I still have something like this, but minus the check numbers. Okay, so I just have the item and how much, and unfortunately, that seems to be enough. Okay, so on this same spreadsheet, I'm going to go to A5.
Control G, go to dialog, reference,
and I'm going to type it in.
A5.
I'm going to enter.
Enter, then.
A5.
I'm there. And I'm going to put check, date, item or paid to, amount. Okay, I'm going to do that. And all I'm going to do is put each item or each column heading as they're known. and just press my right arrow as opposed to down arrow, up arrow, down, enter. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. So, check. Right arrow. The word date. I've had students actually put the date there. Paid to.
P-A-I-D-S-T-O.
Right arrow.
Divide.
Amount.
A-M-O-U-N-T.
Right arrow.
Divide.
And let's say we want total.
T-O-T-A-L.
And enter.
Enter.
Okay. We now have some column headings. And I'm going to go back to...
Control G-A-5. Enter. Check.
A-5.
All right. And underneath that, this gives me the opportunity to talk to you about entering text that will not be calculated. Well, you're saying, well, isn't that a label? Yes, it is. But sometimes you need to enter values that won't be calculated. So you need to put in a symbol to tell Excel, hey, would you put this to the left, please? Okay. How do we do that? You simply press the apostrophe before typing in your value. In my case, I'm going to put apostrophe, and then I'm going to put 101.
Apostrophe. One.
And I'm going to press the right arrow.
A6.
Okay. And then I'll go back with the left arrow.
101.
A6.
That 101 is now to the left of the cell. Let me go back to...
B6.
B6. And now I know what you're thinking. How do I know, well, considering you probably have great memory and you're thinking, well, okay, we have check, date, so-and-so, that's all good. But what if you were way down on the spreadsheet and, you know, you wanted to make sure, you know, what column you were in? JAWS provides verbosity. So, as we all know, verbosity settings. And I'm going to go back up to...
B5.
Row 5, and I'm going to do an insert V.
List box, cell verbosity, content coordinates.
Yes, and you get tons of stuff you can set here. I'm going to press S until I hear something like set column title or something like that.
S, selection verbosity, meet all cells. S, set column titles to row range undefined.
Set column title to row range. And I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, set column titles to row range dash 5.
Good. And now when I press enter.
Enter, workbook settings saved, Microsoft Excel, date.
B5.
Wonderful. I'm going to use my down arrow.
Land,
B6.
Okay, and let's see if this works. I'm going to hit or press the left arrow.
Check,
101,
A6.
Excellent. So it reads to me, check now. And I'm in 6.
B6, check.
Okay.
Date,
land,
B6. Date 2,
land,
C6. Amount,
land,
B6.
Cool.
Total,
land,
E6.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to move back to the date column.
Amount,
land,
B6. Date 2,
land,
C6. Date,
land,
B6.
And I'm going to press Control semicolon to insert the date, followed by a right arrow.
Insert a date, land.
Date 2,
land,
C6.
Okay. I'm going to put Con Edison.
C-O-N space E-D-I-S-O-N.
I know, that's, you know, pretty boring, but what can I tell you? Right arrow.
Amount.
Land.
D6.
And I'm going to say $95.
95.
Because we're really paying quite a bit more. Right arrow.
Total.
Land.
D6.
You know, if I were doing or keeping a log, $95 would be it. Okay, that's all we have.
Amount.
95.
D6.
Nice.
Date 2.
Con Edison.
D6. Date
4-9-2006.
D6. Check.
101.
A6.
I'm going to put in one more little item, and then we're going to talk about selecting and making this lovely, and then we'll do the math.
Then
A7.
Okay. So, apostrophe.
Apostrophe. 102.
Now, I'm going to sort of jump ahead in what I was going to do. I really can, of course, press control semicolon. We know that now. But what if I wanted this date to go into several rows? I'm going to move up to the cell containing the actual date, which is simply one above the cell I'm in now.
4-9-2006.
D6.
I'm going to press Control C.
Copy selected text to clipboard.
I'm going to press the down arrow.
Then
D7.
And now I'm going to shift down and select a few rows.
Select
date D8.
Select
D9.
Select
D10.
Select
D11.
That's fine. Let's go to B12.
Select
D12.
Okay, great. And I'm going to paste with Control V.
Paste the text from clipboard.
And I'm going to
4-9-2006.
D8.
Great.
4-9-2006.
D9.
4-9-2006.
D10.
4-9-2006.
Okay, so we write all these checks on 4-9-2006, and we're happy with that.
4-9-2006. 4-9-2006.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Pay 2.
Blank.
C7.
Okay, pay 2 blank. Well, I'm going to put Verizon.
V-E-R-I-Z-O-N.
And I'm going to do a right arrow.
Amount.
Blank.
D7.
I'm going to put $80.
8-0.
And that seems to be good.
Blank.
D8.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to do a go to.
Control G. Go to the A. 5.
I'm going to enter.
Enter. Check.
A5.
All right, and I'm going to... I've already shifted down arrow. Now I'm going to hold the shift down, and I'm going to do shift right arrow.
Select date
D5.
Select pay to
D5.
Select amount
D5.
Select total
D5.
If you're wondering why it didn't announce check, the little border that moves around each cell was in or was on or surrounding that A5 cell. So that's known to be selected already. All right? So I'm going to do a Control B here and a Control U.
Bold off 101.
I guess bold was on. I'm going to do it again.
Bold off.
Come on. Bold is just... Excuse me. This is just being ridiculous.
Bold on.
Thank you. Bold on. Yeek. And Control I.
Italic off. Italic off.
I'm going to do it again.
Italic on.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to press Insert F.
Cell font is bolded, italicized, arial, bold, italic, 10 points. Horizontal alignment is general. Vertical alignment is bottom. Cell number format is general.
Okay, we get a lot of information there. All right. So that seems good for right now. Moving on. All right, let's do a little math here. So, I filled in three more entries, and I just need to now put in their amounts. So
amount.
I think Audible is $17.95.
17.95.
Down arrow.
D9. Pay to
QVC.
C9.
QVC.
Amount.
I don't really know, but I'm going to put $60.
60.
Since I'm just making it up as I go along here.
Enter.
D10. Pay to
Libsyn.
C10.
Libsyn.
Amount.
$10.
10. Enter.
D11.
Okay. So, now, if I want to add up these numbers, remember I have... I'm just going up.
Amount.
Amount. In the amount column, I have...
95.
D6.
80.
D7.
17.95.
D8.
60.
D9.
10.
D10.
Blank.
D11.
Okay, so I'm going to do something called an auto sum. An auto sum will add up your numbers. So we do alt equals.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or press enter to accept default range. D6, D10.
So D6 is to D10, and that would be written D6 colon D10 is our range. I'm going to accept that with an enter.
Enter. Blank.
D12.
I'm going to return to the 11 row.
262.95.
Hash formula, D11.
So in D11, it now tells me that there's a formula there and how much, you know, how much money I'm putting out. Let's see.
T1, 262.95.
Hash formula, D11.
And it tells me that there's a formula. So the auto sum is quite simple. And if you're wondering whether you can do this, you know, from column to column, you certainly may. So you would, let's say you start in column A and you have something in B, C, D, E, and you want to do an auto sum in D, you certainly may do an alt equals. Press, probably keeping the cell ranges, press enter, and voila, there you are. There's also something called a quick sum, and that you can do by selecting. So I'm going to go up.
D7.
That is not actually putting, or that won't put anything into the cell. It's just that if you're putting in some numbers and you need to find out, well, how much am I up to now? It gives you a quick sum. So I'm going to
95.
Start at 95, and I'm going to do my shift down.
Select 80. Select 17. Select 60. Select 10.
D10.
And I should be able to read with my, I'm using a laptop, but insert number pad 3 should read your status and caps lock shift N for me over here on the laptop.
Ready, sum equals 262.95.
There you go, sum equals 200, I stopped him, or her.
Ready, sum equals 262.95.
There you go. Okay, so you can get a running total without actually having to put something into a cell. Well, we can do even more fun things with math in Excel. And I'm going to wipe this screen here. All right.
Sheet 1, next.
Sheet 1, and I'm going to move to Sheet 2. With my control page down.
C2, blank, B1, A1, blank.
A1.
All right. I had a little happening with Excel and JAWS. They weren't playing well together. So, but you can think of the cells as tiny calculators. All you need to do is put in an equal sign. Okay? So whenever you want to do any equation or a calculation, just stick an equal sign in there first.
Type in the formula and press enter.
And then do your thing. I'm going to do
3. Star.
And the star is multiplication.
4.
And we enter.
Enter. Blank.
A2.
12.
Add formula.
Okay.
A1.
Go back up and we get 12. You can do this with complex things. I'm not going to get too complex. Needless to say, the star is multiplication and the slash is division. I will tell you one thing, I won't go into it in great depth, but if you are doing long calculations of, you know, long calculations or that kind of thing, or formulas even, Excel is going to use what I call the PEMDAS method. And that's PEMDAS. You may remember. Yeah. Parenthesis, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. So the order of operations will apply, and I will leave it at that, and leave you to do whatever math you like. One of Excel's strengths is that you can place or have numbers in cells and act on them using the cells, as long as you remember to do the equal sign. So that same example, 3 times 4, I can do 3 in cell, well, we'll find out what's
A2.
3.
A2.
B2, I'll put 4.
4.
And I'll right arrow.
C2.
Now I will then put equals
3,
A2,
A2,
4,
B2,
and B2, times B2.
Then C.
I'm going to do equal sign.
Type in the formula and press enter.
A2 times
B2.
B2, and enter.
Enter, then
C. 12. Add formula.
There
C2.
You go. Okay, and again, you can do that with any cell combination. You can have, I could have had 3 you know, three or four sets of numbers, pardon me, and I could have done equals A1 times B2 plus C3 divided by D4. You know, as long as you put that equal sign in there, you're okay. Also, you can do that going down the row. I can take this 12 now.
Then C3.
Come on down and put 25.
Five. Then
C4.
Okay, I'm in the same column. What column is that?
C4.
Ah, C, column C. I have something in
25.
C3.
C3.
Then
C4.
And C4. So, I'm going to put...
Type in the formula and press enter.
C3.
Underline.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Underline. Plus.
Plus.
C4. Enter. Then
C
25.
Add formula C.
Okay.
Then
C4.
25.
Oh, I did something wrong. Let me fix it.
Then
C4.
Ha, because I lost myself.
C2.
C2.
25.
C3.
Plus C3. Okay.
25.
Add formula C5.
Now, actually, I can just type right over this. So I'm going to do equal sign.
Type in the formula and press enter.
C2.
Plus.
Plus C3.
Enter. Then
C47.
There we go.
C5.
That's better. Okay. By the way, you can get rid of something you don't like by just pressing the delete key. Or you can just type right over it. It's just that simple. Okay, I'm going to leave that math for now. Ooh, no, you know what? I'm going to continue. There are things called functions. And you can look up functions in the insert menu and then go to functions, and there are categories of functions. There are statistical functions, math functions, financial functions. You know, I'm going to stick with the basics, okay? And I leave you to explore. Here's an example of a function. Equals.
Type in the formula and press enter.
S-U-M.
S-U-M.
For sum. Open parenthesis.
Left paren.
C2 colon.
Colon. C3.
Close parenthesis.
Right paren. Enter. Then.
D6.
47.
There you go.
D5.
So I put in what's called a range, by the way. And a range is from to, separated by a colon. Alrighty. You can get the minimum of numbers. For instance, if we had a whole a row or a whole column of numbers and you wanted to know the smallest number, you can do the minimum, and that would be equals min, open parenthesis, the range, blah, colon, blah, or cell, colon, cell, close parenthesis, enter, and you get the smallest. I guess what it would be conversely, or you can do maximum with max. You can round off decimals. That one is equals R-O-U-N-D, and it just gets crazy. Okay? So, I think that does it for the math section of this. Okay. Let's say, here you are, you know, back in...
Sheet 1, 101.
A6.
All right. I'm on 101, and that lovely check number, and I've forgotten that I did indeed make a check for 100. Not $100. I've said that completely wrong. I made out check 100 for whatever amount it was for. Now I'll make it up. So I need to insert check 100 above check 101, obviously, okay? Now, you can do sort and all of these types of things, I will tell you, but that I will do, if need be, in Excel 102. So I'm going to simply insert a row here by doing an Alt I.
Menu active cells.
To move through items, press upward.
I'm going to do a down arrow.
Rows
R.
I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus blank.
A6.
And I am now. It said A6. And I'm going to go across.
Page
blank.
B6.
It's blank.
Page 2.
Blank.
C6.
Haha.
Amount.
Blank.
E6. Total.
Blank.
E6.
Do a home.
Home.
Check.
Blank.
A6.
All right. I am now ready to put my apostrophe.
Apostrophe. 1 0. 0.
And my right arrow.
Page.
Blank. Insert
E6.
My date. I'm just.
1. Insert a page. Space.
Right arrow.
Page 2.
Blank.
Fresh
E6.
Direct.
4. F-R-E-S. 8. Space. D-I-R-E-C-T.
Right arrow.
Amount.
Blank.
E6.
Oh, fooey. Let's just say, I don't know, $50.
5-0.
Okay.
Total.
Blank.
E6.
95.
Amount.
50.
E6.
There we go. So I've inserted a row. It was just that simple. If you would like to insert more rows, and I would be careful with this, if you know, if you're going to do it, but you certainly can experiment with it, because you can always undo what you didn't mean to do. Just select, excuse me, the number of rows you would like. So if I do shift down and shift down, and you know, I can then do Alt-I, go down to rows, and it will put in the number of rows I've selected. You can do the same thing with columns. I can't think of a column I would like to select, but, I mean, insert. All right, you know, I thought of a phony column I'd like to insert. So I'm in, let's see.
C5.
C5. And I'm
C1, pay 2,
C5.
Pay 2. All right. Now, let's say I want to insert a column here. It's going to insert a column to the left of pay 2. So I do my Alt-I.
Menu active cells.
E.
I'm going to do down arrow to columns.
Rows
R.
Columns
C.
I'm going to enter.
Enter. Leaving menus blank.
C5.
There we go. My new C5 is blank, and I'm going to put account number or name.
A-C-C-O-U-N-T space N-U-M-B-E-R space O-R space A-A-E. Enter blank.
C.
Account number or name.
C5.
Okay, now, for those of us using JAWS, JAWS is reading just fine, okay? But in case there's someone who may be using Zoom Text, which I do sometimes, it's going to look a little squashed because you only have a certain amount of characters that will fit comfortably into your cell visually. The characters and or values are in the cell, but they might not all be shown. Also, if you have long strings of numbers or accounts, you need to do something that I do called an auto fit. So I'm going to do an auto fit. I know
blank. Account number or name.
C5.
That it's reading beautifully, except visually all I might be able to see is account. I'm not even promising that at this hour, but I'm going to do an Alt-O.
Alt-O, menu active set.
Come on down to column.
Row
R,
column
C.
Enter.
Enter with
W.
I don't want with right now. I'm going to go down one.
Auto fit selection.
A.
And I'm going to do an enter on this auto fit selection.
Enter. Leaving menus. Account number or name.
Okay. So if you have to give this spreadsheet to a person with any vision, it will look better to them seeing things, you know, all the way as opposed to truncated the way, you know, Excel is wont to do. All right. So
blank.
C6.
Now we have C6. And what do we have?
Page 2.
Fresh Direct.
D6.
Okay.
Account number or name.
Blank.
I have no clue what my Fresh Direct number is, honestly. I'm going to put FD1234.
FD13.
Oops. Maybe not.
Space 234.
And I'm going to enter.
Blank.
C7.
Okay. And then you can put in your account names or numbers. By the way, if you didn't mean to put in an extra column, once you've done it, you can always Control Z to undo it. I'm going to return to A5.
Page.
Four, not page.
D5.
Check.
A5.
And I'm going to do one last thing with these lovely bedraggled cells. I'm going to center them. I'm going to center the column headings. So I'm going to select.
Select
shift. Nearby.
Shift right arrow.
Select account number or name. Select date to.
Nearby.
Select amount.
Nearby.
Select total.
F5.
Okay. And I'm going to do one of two things. You can either do a control number row 1, which is the shortcut to open the format dialog box. This format dialog box can also be found in the format sub-menu.
To move through items, press up or down arrow E.
And here we go. I'll read it again.
Cells, control 1.
There you go, cells. So to format cells, you can do control 1, or you can do alt O and just enter on format cells. Well, since I'm here, I might as well enter.
Enter. Leaving menus, general, format,
all right.
Dialog, number, page, number, tab.
Well, just to say briefly that this is where you can change, obviously formats, but you can change currency, you can do pounds, you can do all kinds of things because you have categories.
Number tab.
You're on the number tab. I'm going to do an alt C.
Category, list box, general.
To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, and.
General.
General.
Number minus 1,200. Currency minus $1,234.10. Accounting.
In accounting, you have all kinds of stuff. I'm going to do a control tab, though, because in this multi-page dialog box, we want alignment.
Alignment tab.
To switch pages, press control tab.
Alignment tab.
Nice. Thank you. Alignment tab, and I'm going to tab into the box.
Tab, horizontal, combo box, general.
To change for selection.
Okay, horizontal. Thank you so much, Jaws. My goodness. And I'm going to press the down arrow.
General. Left event. Center.
I'm going to choose center.
Enter, center.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter 100 492,000 6 F D 12 34 fresh verb 50.
No column title through no column title.
A5 through F5. Check date account.
All right, it's so silly. It reads some interesting stuff, but
check
A5.
Your column titles are now centered, and we can hopefully check with insert F.
Cell font is bolded, italicized, Arial, bold, italic, 10 points, horizontal alignment is centered, vertical alignment.
That's all we need. Who cares about the vertical alignment? All right.
I'd like to give credit where credit is due and thank Maria, Hope, and Megan for being the inspiration for this particular podcast. I'd also like to say that the music you're hearing is called Prospects. I've used it before. It's by Mr. Chris Jurgensen, and his music can be found at magnatunes.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is superlin@earthlink.net. I can also be reached at the comment line, which is 206-600-6259. Or you can visit our blog page at superlin.libsyn.com. Folks, take care, be well, take care of each other. Until next week when we meet again here at Malin's Slice of Life podcast.